First to Die, written by Alex Khan and read by Imogen Church. She couldn't watch him die, not actually see the life escape from his eyes. She thought she would be immune to it by now. What was left to make her care? Not much. Not the blood, the screams, the pleading. Yet she couldn't look into his eyes and watch them mist over with the fog of death. He was so unaware of what was going to happen. She stood at the foot of the bed, his chest rising and falling, his face creased in some nightmare. Not the one she had embroiled him in. Something else, something more personal. She felt a twinge of envy then, that she couldn't be part of that intimacy. The thoughts inside him shut off from her. She wondered if his brain was pricking at his subconscious, trying to rouse him. Danger is staring at you. Wake up. He didn't. He just carried on sleeping. She edged closer to the bed, barefoot, silent. Her fingers reached out, lightly felt his skin, warm. A memory of someone else, a missed heartbeat. She became reckless then. She decided to give him a chance she never had. She sat down, and the bed moved with her. She shook him gently. If he woke up, she would let him live. But he didn't. His breathing became shallow and then deep again. It was a sign. It was meant to happen. This was all part of the plan. She tilted his head back slightly and ran her finger over his throat. It felt so solid, like cord or steel. Would she have the strength? She closed her eyes and remembered. She remembered the beginning. She remembered a time when she wasn't like this. And she remembered the moment she had changed. When they had changed her. And that filled her with anger. An energy that coursed through her every cell. A hatred that needed to be sated. She took the handsaw from inside her jacket. Reckless, again. She was leaving so many clues, but she no longer cared. She looked at the serrated edge, and she looked at the hardness of his throat. Then the memories came again, and they brought with them the strength. She placed the cool metal against his soft skin and began to move it, side to side, each stroke filled with more vigor. As her purpose grew and she knew that what she was doing was the right thing. The blood first poured, then spurted as she cut, struggling against the gristled veins. A mass of flesh and red liquid, her fingers drenched, her face splattered, the white bedsheets covered,